This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Kurtz, K-U-R-T-Z, first name Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. The date of birth, January 24, 1968. Date of evaluation, October 30, 2025. The referring physician, he is referred by Innovative Claim Solution. The chief complaint, 57-year-old male complaint of smoke inhalation injury. The HPI. The patient is a 57-year-old male who reports that he was doing well until August of 2023, period. He lives in Danville, but predominantly worked in Livermore as a fireman for 27 years. Here, in August of 2023, he stated that he was exposed to a vegetation fire that had become toxic due to a commercial-based fire, period. He stated that as soon as he developed, he stated that as soon as the dark smoke enveloped him, he developed immediate respiratory symptoms of cough as well as headache, period. He further reported symptoms of dyspnea, period. He was then evaluated several weeks later, and was prescribed an inhaler, period. In the interim, he has had ongoing cough, period. He has had increased shortness of breath and further reports lower extremity swelling, period. The records are reviewed, period. Patient apparently had developed weight gain, systemic hypertension, and ultimately deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism, period. He was then evaluated by Dr. Benjamin Potkin, who noted that the patient was seen by him on August 19, 2025, at which time his blood pressure was 180/100 in both arms. He was prescribed Losartan 25 milligrams daily and asked to follow up in several days, period. A series of testing was ordered, period. However, these were not performed, period. It was felt that his cardiac risk factors included age, male gender, systemic hypertension, and increased BMI of 36.75, period. With this background, then, the patient is seen for further evaluation. His past medical history, as noted, includes recent pulmonary embolism, next number DVT, next number hypertension. The past surgical history includes treatment of an umbilical hernia, medications, Xarelto 20 milligrams daily, Dexilant 60 milligrams BID, albuterol inhaler TID, Breztri, Breztri inhaler BID, allergies, penicillin results in rash, family history, father had lung cancer, social history, the patient denies cigarette smoking or drug use, period. He does use alcohol, period. Review of systems, constitutional. He has had weight gain. Eyes, he wears glasses. Ears, he has tinnitus. Respiratory, he has history of asthma, commas. He further has history of toxic smoke exposure, gastrointestinal, he has history of umbilical hernia, genitourinary, he has had flank pain. The rest of the review of systems is unremarkable. Hematologic, he does report easy bruising and easy bleeding. The physical examination, vital signs, the blood pressure is 163/104, pulse 72, respiratory rate 22, height 72 inches, weight 270 pounds. In general, he is relatively obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The exam otherwise significant for 2+ pitting edema of the lower extremities. ECG performed in the office demonstrates sinus rhythm 71 beats per minute. There is left atrial enlargement. There is left axis deviation, period. The updated review of the medications includes Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Losartan 100 milligrams one daily, Dexilant 30 milligrams one daily, Breztri 2 puff daily, albuterol PRN. The overall impression, this is a 57-year-old male with history of toxic smoke exposure, period. He had subsequently developed symptoms of severe shortness of breath and cough, period. He has history and further has he has history of syncope and further has history of pulmonary embolism and DVT. The patient continues with symptoms of severe dyspnea and further describes symptoms of orthopnea, period. The patient is found to have 2+ pitting edema, period. He has had weight gain. His overall constellation of findings is somewhat suggestive of congestive heart failure, period. While he may have underlying toxic smoke environmental exposure, I am strongly suspicious that he may have some degree of underlying congestive heart failure and underlying coronary artery disease, period. The recommendation, echocardiogram to assess left ventricular function and valvular function. Number 2, coronary CT angio with FFR to assess his coronary angio. Correct, and to assess his coronaries, period. While he may indeed have some degree of toxic smoke inhalation, I do not think this is the leading cause of his symptoms, period. He is noted to have significant obesity, and restrictive airway disease may be indeed contributing to his overall symptoms of dyspnea. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Gregory Kurtz.